This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Busting out all over, even though it's January. We can hardly wait for June, July, August, September, October, November, 30 days left. You got all that stuff. Hello. Welcome to the ramblings of intelligent people. I include myself in that list. Thank you very much. Even if I'm the only one who declares that I'm intelligent, although my conversations are...
I think we would back you up.
Thank you very much. It's good to feel backed up. You got my back. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keevan and Kara Schillen. Jennifer's off today, back again tomorrow. So here's the discussion that begs conversation. Discussion leads to conversation. Information or facts, sometimes they are not the same. And then what we do with them is a way to get people's minds going, especially Monday morning cobwebs and all of that. You got to get people on the ball. So here's the way I believe to do that. The discussion of the presentation over the weekend of the gap between the so-called super rich and then those who are not super rich. There's two categories, the rich, super rich, and then those who are not. So the folks at Oxfam, who are happy to stir the pot for their own reasons, say that there are eight people, and they are all men, which I find interesting, who control the same amount of wealth as 3.6 billion other human beings on the planet. So what do you do with this? All it is yet another way of underscoring the difference. The grievance here is that these people have too much money and other people don't have enough. So you got Bill Gates is on the top, and the number eight person is Michael Bloomberg, and then there's, you know, Warren Buffett in between, the guy in Mexico, somebody in China. Okay, so we got it. We understand that those people have done something. In every single case, however, all of the people, without exception, have created this wealth on their own. Donald Trump is not in the list. And they're, because he's not as wealthy as these people, but that aside, the people who would say, well, he didn't really do it on his own because his father gave him $1 million to get started, yada, yada. Okay. Bill Gates had nothing to start with. Michael Bloomberg had an idea, and so did all the other people. This wealth comes from people who had ideas and knew how to execute the ideas. I do nothing but praise these people for what they have done. I am not envious. Would it be nice to have all that money? Some people think it would be. I'm quite happy in the position that I'm in. I have to work for a living. I make a decent living. I'm happy as a clam most of the time. And so that's what works for me. Whether Bill Gates set out to design and create something that is now the most profitable country, this is a Freudian slip, the most profitable business, guy's worth $84 billion. What do you do with $84 billion? You do what he's doing with it. Give it away.
Yeah.
You help people with it. You create jobs. You know how many people work for Microsoft and have over the years? How many tens of thousands of people have had jobs because of this man's idea? And the same can be said for Bloomberg, and the same can be said for every single person that's on this list. So I say damn the list, or damn the idea that the people at Oxfam and others are trying to do, trying to separate the very rich from the very poor. There are certain things, opportunity-wise, if you're lucky enough to have been born in our country or in a country which allows you to come to our country, or even in your own circumstances, there are people almost everywhere who have had creative ideas, who've been able in one way or another to do something with them. You know, you can argue the Michael Zuckerberg thing because, not Michael, what's his first name?
Mark Zuckerberg?
Mark, yeah. There is reason to believe that maybe there were some other people that were involved in the idea.
That he stepped on?
may have pushed out of the way somewhat. It's not about that so much as it is what's happened down the line. And how many jobs, and even, by the way, for those of you who say, oh, I shouldn't have all that money, who the hell are you to tell them that they shouldn't have this money? The public anger, which is being created solely on a shoestring by certain people in certain organizations, the news media is a happy co-conspirator in this, it's terrible, inequality grows, yada, yada, yada. How is that? These people, with every breath they take, provide jobs for thousands of people. They pay taxes. Oh, they should be paying more in taxes. What? Under the circumstances, that could be a separate argument about, you know, how that's going to take place under the new administration. Supposedly, first day he goes into office, he wants to change 3 tax rates. That's it. Get rid of a lot of the donations and make it easy for the tax code to exist. Maybe that will happen. Maybe there are a lot of practical things that will happen here. But that's an aside. Going back to paying lip service to this, because that's all it deserves. They think that the wealth should be redistributed. The wealth
but
is
how,
being, hello,
though?
Dummy.
But see, I never understand being. That. When you say, redistribute the wealth, wasn't that the basis of communism? That didn't work.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's exactly what it is.
Thank
you.
What's
socialism,
the plan?
Communism, all that stuff. What is the matter with people who think like this? I don't get it. People say in Oxfam, that's why Donald Trump got elected, and that's why the vote was taken in Brexit, because people aren't, there's too much focus on the rich. No, the Brexit issue took place because the Brits are upset and in many cases enough to change the vote, fed up with all of the illegal immigrants that are coming into their country and stealing their jobs. That's the real problem. The real problem is that people are coming into these areas expecting to do what Oxfam promotes, and that's get redistribution of the wealth and take it without, you know, I mean, so these people are coming here. Most of them are working for it. So I'm not sure that I would underscore it quite that way. But I do find that there's a real disconnect between reality and what some of these people like Oxfam are all about. So anyway, you were starting to say, Victoria.
Well, yeah, I was a supporter of Oxfam since high school. We had a big outreach program that we did in conjunction with them. But, you know, I have nothing to do with them anymore. They are so corrupt, and they are another one of those organizations, like you've mentioned, Susan G. Komen and UNICEF. I mean, Oxfam is, you know, in the age of fake news that we live in, we all have to consider
the
news.
The ASPCA is in that group now, too.
Oh, that's ASPCA. Too bad. I didn't know that. Yeah. That's horrible. Yep. Yeah. Wounded Warriors has had a lot of problems, too. I mean, there's so many, you know, good ideas.
But, you know, in
the age of fake news that we live in, we have to consider the source on all of these types of things. And I would not consider Oxfam at this point to be a credible source to comment on anything like this.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't disagree. We got it, I think. And so those of you who would pay attention to this, give it anything more than slight nod. That's all it's worth. I think that the idea, what I will continue to pound on is the idea that people who have money are bad because they aren't doing something with the money. What do you mean they aren't doing something with the money? Every dollar they have is going to help investments. If you're investing in something, you're investing in a business that has jobs. You're investing in creation of new ideas. You know, you can say what you want about the Wolves of Wall Street, with some of the tactics that they take in when it comes to VCs, that's another aside. What I'm telling you is that all you have to do is go to GoFundMe or to some of these the Kickstarters and the crowd funders and see what ideas there are. People are being supported by them, and they're going to create wealth because they're going to create something that's new and unusual and supported by people spending their money. And when they spend their money, you make more money, and you hire more people to make more product, and yada, yada, yada. It goes around and around and around. Do I think that we should be buying things from China that gets made for 80 cents an hour by the people that work there? No. But that's a different story. That's not what we're talking about here. Some of the wealth has been created around that, to be sure. But that's kind of a separate issue from what we're talking about, I think, anyway, whether you folks agree with me or disagree with me. I think that's a separate issue. But I'm so tired of seeing, I have such great regard for Michael Bloomberg and what this guy graduated from college, had a degree in economics, and he went to work for Merrill Lynch because he was smart. And they hired him right away. At that time, I remember reading a story of his life. I have a good friend that works for him and has worked for him for 30 years. He started at making $30,000 a year as an analyst. And then he quickly rose, not on the trading side, but on the analytical side of how to make money. And so he went to Merrill Lynch, who were his, but he's only worked for one company in his entire life. That was Merrill Lynch. They hired him out of college, worked for him. 13 years after he started there, he said, I got this idea. Why don't you guys do it? And they looked at the idea and they said, nah, we don't want to do that. It's too specialized a business. Okay, well, Bloomberg believed in himself. He believed in the idea, so he quit. And he went to work trying to find investors. And after he perfected the idea a little bit more, he went back to Merrill Lynch. And Merrill Lynch invested $30 million
wow.
the next year in his idea. Today, the guy's worth $13, $14, arguably $15 billion. He took his idea, which was basically to provide a resource where the people that were trading would have to go nowhere else for the financial information. It was right at the right time in computers when you could build software programs around to support what his idea was. And so that's when you talk about the Bloomberg, which is how this started. The Bloomberg is a computer tool that has been sold to businesses, mostly at first it was to finance companies, but now it's everywhere. And the news that they get, and they've supported themselves with a radio and television empire, if that's what you want to call it, so that they have the information. People go to them first, no more the Wall Street Journal. They go to Bloomberg first and give them the information. But they're very aggressive about getting it, and they're very accurate, and they're very highly thought of. And so the guy's made jillions of dollars, and he has tens of thousands of people that work for him that wouldn't be working in that field if it wasn't for him. So I think that's what we need to be thinking about here. 19 after the hour.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
If your primary goal is burning fat, what is the best way to fuel your exercise? I'm Dr. Borenstein, and this is Dr. B on Call. Working out on an empty stomach at the crack of dawn is routine for bodybuilders about to compete, and celebrities getting ready for award ceremonies. But is it the best way for you to consistently burn fat? There is some data to indicate we can lose up to 20% more fat exercising in a fasting state. Science backs this up. That's because once we eat, we produce insulin, which slows fat burning down. The downside is that cardio fasting doesn't help burn fat post-workout. In contrast, a study of athletes eating carbs before cardio showed increased fat burning benefit continuing throughout the day. The evidence is conflicting. We all react differently. So, experiment carefully until you find what works best for you, and then stick with it.
Oh. Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Singer for the Four Tops, and this sound, which was created in Motown, was one of the most fabulous things that happened. Listen to this. Just crank this up for a second here. Kara and Victoria, you're not young enough to. You both know the Four Tops, right?
Of course, everybody knows this.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah.
This transcends all generations.
It should and does. The problem is that three of the four members of the Four Tops are dead. And three of the four members of the Temptations, original Temptations, are dead. So I keep going to these concerts of the oldies groups. I mean, I really went out of my way on Saturday. I drove 2.5 hours to a place down in Coachella, which is just south of Palm Springs, to go watch the Temptations of the Four Tops at a concert hall. And disappointing is the right word. But I found myself, when I went to see Jane and the Americans a couple of months ago, and went to see any number of these groups. You know, these songs go back 50 years or more sometimes. And these singers who were in their 20s when they get started, hello, they're in their 70s now if they're still alive. So the last member of the Four Tops is having a tough time keeping up with the younger members of the group. And I would say the same thing for the Temptations as well. The music, I want to hear this. I want to hear them sing it this way.
And sound as good together? Or?
No, they have a youthful sound to them that doesn't match the timbre and the tone of what the music sounds this way.
Right.
But you'll be happy to know, remember I told you that story about being on the tour with Tony Orlando and Don. We went to Iraq about, I don't know how many years ago, it was now 7 or 8, maybe 9 years ago. And when I was the announcer for the USO, we had 3 performances and I was the announcer. And the last night we were together, there was just a whole lot of energy around us. And I had the microphone in my hand, but I had laid it down by my side. And the guy who was controlling things didn't turn the microphone off. So I'm singing the songs, and Tony couldn't hear me. And he turned around and he looked at me. And he said to me, he motioned to me, "Do I want to come out and sing with him?" And I said, "No, I didn't want to." But it was funny because you guys all take shots at me. And who was it over the weekend that I saw that was making fun of me for singing? Oh, it was Jennifer's father who told me to stop singing with the songs. Anyway, I found myself in the stands on Saturday night singing the songs along with the Four Tops and the Temptations.
But didn't
and the
you also almost
me.
Get into a fight at the last concert you went to for singing too loudly?
I did, yes.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's the last one. But yeah, it was the last one. It was the Jamie American concert. Right. Yeah. So, anyway, I was singing along. But it just, the purpose of me telling you the story is just to sort of, for those people who want to find the old sound, you're not going to find it anymore. It just isn't there. And best to perhaps listen to the old recordings of this stuff and enjoy them this way. That would be my word to the wise. Although, you know, if I get an opportunity and somebody shows up, I'm liable to go. But it just, they just don't have the same feel to them. This music defined my generation, as well as Martin Luther King in many ways, whose birthday we acknowledge today. 28 minutes after the hour here.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, there are millions of pets put to sleep every year, most of which could be adopted, meaning that they are healthy, loving, caring animals that would be great in a home, not sick, not dangerous at all. Unfortunately, there simply aren't enough people who are adopting these animals, and there aren't enough shelters to keep them if they don't have a home. But don't judge a personality while they're behind bars. When you go to the shelter, look beyond that. Ask one of the people, one of the staff at the shelter, if you can take the dog or cat out and bring it to a calmer, quieter area. Let's take a look at it from your pet's point of view, or a dog's point of view, or a cat's point of view. They're picked up, they're dropped off at the shelter, it's a new place, dogs are barking, people running by, loud noises, they're scared, they're panicking, they're anxious, and of course you're not going to get a good feel what that dog or cat's all about. So before making the choice, ask to take the dog or cat into a quiet area, get to know it, spend some time with it, and there's a good possibility you'll be leaving with your next best friend, because you will find them at the local shelter or Humane Society. I'm Warren Eckstein.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that, because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite.
Go to secretsignite.com.
That's secretsignite.com.
Get your free copy now.
Go to secretsignite.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Howdy doody doody doody. It's my duty to inform you that today is Monday. How do you do? 34 after the hour. Another one of the things that I am duty bound to tell you. I also should tell you that you're listening to the DJV Experience with Doug Steffen. Jennifer Horn is on, wherever she is. She's on her way to fix the, whatever the situation is at the other, one of the other radio jobs. And so Victoria Keelan is here, along with Kara Schillen, who had a nice weekend with her sister getting married. Victoria had a peaceful, cool, and calm weekend. I went to a concert. I did a lot of things this weekend, like I always do. I kind of like to keep moving, keep going. It doesn't make a difference whether it's Monday or Saturday. Just keep them going. Lots of interesting things in the world to see and to do. And I think that's helped me build my self-esteem, learning about other people and not having to always wonder what people think of me. I think that's the best way for you to feel good about yourself, is not to worry about what other people think about you. I think Martin Luther King was one of those people. I was reading a story about him being, today's Martin Luther King Day. And by the way, I don't hold with a holiday for him. And it's nothing to do with him. I just think we have too many holidays. And they aren't. But the purpose of the holiday is to acknowledge him. And how many people do you know of, like, in school? Why aren't we in school? The best place to teach people about his message is in school. And we're not in school. So I think this is an asinine day in terms of it being a holiday. But I do approve of the focus on the man, because I think he was way ahead of his time in many different ways. I was reading a story over the weekend of him being in a jail in Birmingham in 1963, because he was always being arrested, because the whites didn't like him. He was an uppity black guy, and whatever they could come up with to get him in jail, that's what they do. So he had an odd ritual with his jailers, and they were, of course, all white. They come into his cell to tell him what was wrong with what he was doing, and, you know, like intermarriage, interracial marriage, that kind of stuff, how bad that was, how it ruined American values, love, you know, all of that stuff. and so he would debate them. And, of course, they weren't that smart. But he never played on that. He was very smart, and they weren't. One of the days, the jailers walked in, and King asked one of them how much he made. The jailer told him, and then King recalled what happened next. It was one of the most famous sermons that he ever came up with, the Drum Major Instinct sermon. He said, "Now that you know, you ought to be marching with us." Now that I, because in essence, he said to them, "You're just as poor as the Negroes. You fail to see that the same forces that oppress Negroes in American society oppress poor white people." And he was right. 100% right. People that were not, he was educated, but he chose to be educated. I'm talking about Martin Luther King Jr. But the white person didn't think that he had any options. He didn't, he was told that he could go to school to this point, and that was it. And then there were other things that he said, and this sort of flies in the face of what I was talking about before with the rich versus the poor argument. There's a big difference in my mind, whether you buy into it or you don't buy into it. I'm not here to convince you. I'm just telling you how I think. And I think that Martin Luther King did everything. And if there's no better way of you seeing it in the sort of currency that's around us now, go see the movie Hidden Figures. If that doesn't remind you, or maybe doesn't teach you, and not in a preachy way. I'm so tired of people saying they bring the black experience to the surface in a way that's arrogant and annoying and accusatory. That doesn't work. But just seeing these guys ride in the back of the bus, and a sign, the bus, coloreds back here and whites up here, and the coffee machine, coloreds only, and the restaurant, coloreds only. That, to me, I remember seeing something when I was a student, a picture of a bathroom on a military base someplace. I don't remember where it was. And the latrine was labeled for black Negro men. Negro soldiers go here. White soldiers go over here. So to me, that was really funny how those things register. But when I saw that, it all made so much sense to me. And what King was trying to do was something that was long overdue, frankly, even in the government. And so how people grew up with having this negative attitude about blacks because just of the color of their skin, and it's permeated even today. And we have this whole business about how many blacks there are in jail and why they've gone to jail. And they've, you know, the blacks create more trouble because they are involved in more criminal activities. You know, percentage-wise, that's probably true, but there are other reasons that are deeper. It's not a superficial sort of a problem. It's a very deeply ingrained problem in people that have no use for people who are black. That's it. Now, have some of them created their own problem? Yeah. And, you know, it's so deeply rooted, these problems, it's hard to understand how to get rid of them. It's kind of like the Palestinians and the Jews. You know, is that ever going to get solved? Is the black and white thing ever going to get solved? I'm just sitting here shrugging my shoulders.
Right.
And are we even going to be able to get at the problem of the rich versus the poor? I mean, I shrug my shoulders about that, too. So, Victoria, I've talked long enough. Go ahead.
Well, you're presenting some very large challenges. I mean, certainly if you say, have we made big strides in the black versus white issue? Of course we have. And we hope with each
generation. Or any of the other issues that we're talking about. Never mind just blacks and whites.
You know, I mean, I'm not an economist. I never studied, you know, economics in college or anything, but it seems like the rich versus poor thing is cyclical. That just throughout history, it seems like there's been that recurring pattern. So I don't know if that's just the nature of an economy, or I'm not sure. I don't know the answer to that at all. But in terms of social things, you know, black versus white, I mean, I guarantee Kara and I have a very, very different experience than our grandparents had or our parents have had. Yep. And depending on where you live in the country, you know, I mean, it's just, you know, I've traveled throughout a lot of the South, and there is still a big problem there.
And sure is.
You know, that's just a fact. And so as soon as we can start admitting and addressing these things, and, you know, like Jennifer's always saying, when we talk about ISIS, it's an ideology that needs to change. It's not just something that you can mandate. I don't know the answer. I think that we have to treat that issue. Racism in America needs to be treated or approached the same way that we would need to.
Racism anywhere. Never mind just in America. Racism is rampant in many areas.
Yeah.
The Middle East is unbelievable. The racism,
everybody has
Japan,
their own cultural biases.
Right. And that's based on them being better than everybody else. Hello, check out your DNA, pal, and look at the Genome Project. You're no different than anybody else.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're really not. You may think you are, but you are not. I don't think. As we get to the end, I think Martin Luther King would have made an interesting president versus a lot of people, you know, think that things have not done as well as they might have under the current administration. And there may be an argument to that. But I do think that if we were to put all of that stuff aside and just listen, can you listen to somebody like King? I'm not talking about Obama, because I think Obama didn't do, as I just said, what maybe he had an opportunity, and I think he squandered part of it. But I think that, can you listen to King and not think he's black? Can you listen to the things that are said or were said then and not, and just hear the words and not think about the fact that he was a black guy? And I think that's hard to do, but it would be an interesting exercise if we could do that. Somebody else reads the words, and you say at the end, who said that? You know, like I could read more of the things that I was talking about that I've seen over the last two or three days and then think to myself, okay, I've just presented something that I would say if me, Doug Steffen, I would say those things. And you could imagine me saying them. I didn't. You can imagine me saying that beets are super. And that's why I want you to try super beets. Along the trail of beet benefits, the highlights have been that many, many things in the beets, the pigments, the nutrients there, the vitamins, the minerals, the fiber, and in particular the high concentrate of natural nitrate has been the reason that people have had so much luck, if you will, using super beets. Nitrates help to widen the blood vessels, causing an increase in circulation and oxygen delivery to all the cells in your body, to your muscles, to your brain, to everything that needs the function of blood, which is everything in your body. So whether you're an elite athlete or not, you value exercise, you're an active person, the feature of nitrate is critical for me and for you. I say that for me. I am a very active person, and this helps me keep my activity level up where I want it to be. And I dare say it does for you, Victoria and Kara, because of the way we live our lives up early in the morning. When I'm on the West Coast, I'm up at 1 o'clock-ish. And sometimes I don't have all of the juice that I need. So quick glass of Super Beets, and you hear the results. You hear me being actively thinking about things, and the energy level is exciting because I'm excited by the day. I'm excited about what's going on in the world. I get more energy, more stamina, and that's what I want. That's how I want to feel, and I bet that's how you want to feel as well. So if you've had some setbacks in your health or you just feel sluggish, it's wintertime, yeah, I don't like the winter, call 800-655-4183, or maybe better yet, go online to DougLikesBeats.com. Get the story of Super Beats. Works so fast, it's all natural, gets the blood around, stimulates everything in your body. This is the way to go to support healthy blood flow. You'll have the right, your blood pressure up, you'll have the right blood pressure getting onto this routine. Get a bonus 30-day supply free with your first order. If you haven't gotten in on this program yet, call 800-655-4183. Understand why we are so, so supportive and excited about this, because it works. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. Order your supply. It's a 3-month supply. You get an extra month, so 4 months actually. Get the book, Beat the Odds. Learn about nitric oxide. Learn about how your body works. Free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Get it now at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Do you want to lose all your money? Well, I've got some bad news for you. The stock market is a rigged game, and it's rigged against you. What Wall Street doesn't want you to know is that there is a way you can protect and grow your wealth. The people using this approach didn't lose a penny when the market crashed in 2000 or 2008, and they won't lose a penny in the next crash. In fact, their money will continue to grow safely year in and year out, even when stocks, real estate, and other investments tumble. A free report detailing this savings program is now available. This free report shows how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your retirement in the Wall Street casino. This is the best way to have a 100% secure retirement. It far outperforms any IRA or 401k. To get this free report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Ready to become an entrepreneur and purchase a business, but need funding? Sure, you can ask Dad, Aunt Betty, or friends for money, or you can turn to a company that has helped more than 10,000 entrepreneurs successfully launch their dreams of business ownership, Benetrends Financial. Through Benetrends' proven and innovative funding strategies, entrepreneurs like you get the funding you need quickly, safely, and economically. Get started today. Call 866-423-6387 or visit Benetrends.com. That's Benetrends.com. Benetrends.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get to our TV report at 48 past the hour. HBO's The Young Pope Hasn't Got a Prayer is the first review I've seen of this show about a younger pope who smokes, drinks, has sex, and that's why it's not going to work. Mostly. And Jude Law, who's a pretty good actor, plays the pope. I don't see this. Although HBO, you know, they're usually pretty good at. They may have struck a chord here with somebody in the listening audience. Was Homeland on last night for the first time? I believe.
It looks like it was. Yes, yes.
Yeah, that's back in. All right. So what else is back, Victoria? What looks to be the investment of time tonight that's valuable watching television?
Well, there's a new episode of Gotham on Fox tonight at 8. I know that's been a super popular show that keeps hanging in there. The Bachelor is also up against that tonight at 8 on ABC. And on NBC at 8, Arnold is back with another episode of The Celebrity Apprentice.
Uh-huh.
And
the ratings on that, by the way, last week were fabulous. My God.
Really?
Number one. Oh, yeah. They were very, very, very. It was a two-hour show, and it was the strongest show of the week for NBC.
Oh, Trump keeps saying that the ratings are terrible on Twitter.
Of course he's going to.
He does.
What do you think he's going to say? Of course he's going to say that. 10 minutes before the hour.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference?
We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here, medical expert on the program to discuss these issues, the medical news from this week. Exercise in the focus here, as there is all over the place people wondering about this report that suggests that if you exercise over the weekend, 2 days, it's the same as exercising a lot during the week. How is that, Ken?
Exactly. Doug, we all need at least 2.5 hours each week of moderate exercise to control body weight, lower cholesterol, maintain blood pressure, and control blood sugar. People who exercise regularly have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke, and they have lower blood pressure, better cardiorespiratory health, and overall fitness. But the big question has been, do you need to space your workouts out over every day of the week, or is one or two intense workouts just as effective? The results of this study, JAMA Internal Medicine this week, show that so-called exercise weekend warriors get the same health benefits as those who exercise every day. So if you have one or two intense workouts and get the 2.5 hours in one or two workouts, it's just as effective as keeping you on planet Earth as getting a little bit every single day. Good news.
Interesting that they studied 63,000 adults, too, in this study. So not just a few people here and there. This is a big study.
Big study.
Big study. All right, let's speaking of studies, here's another one that links stuttering to the amount of blood that you're getting in your brain.
Exactly. This is from Human Brain Mapping this week. An estimated 3 million Americans stutter. It occurs most often between the ages of 2 and 6, but stuttering affects people of all ages. Most children outgrow it, but for 25% of those affected, stuttering becomes a lifelong disorder. The news this week is the discovery that reduced blood flow in a part of the brain that's linked to speech may put people at risk for stuttering, and the more the blood flow in regions of the brain tied to speech and language is restricted, the more severe the stuttering. So hopefully one day we can come up with a treatment for this and improve blood flow and get rid of stuttering.
All right, so our continuing conversations about the product that comes from the folks at Superbeats, one wonders how we could apply this, if at all, as long as we talk about Superbeats here as the people who bring us your report. Less blood flow to the brain could lead to stuttering. So if you're on something like Superbeats that opens up the arteries and gets the blood all over your body, does that help to prevent this sort of thing?
Well, we need a study. It's worth trying.
Yeah. Well, this is a study. Superbeats and put it in. Let's talk about Superbeats and why it is that it works. It opens up the blood, the vessels that carry the blood all over your body, and in 20 minutes, you're going to feel like $1 million. What is the medical principle that makes this work?
Nobel Prize-winning discovery in 1988 that there's this third important gas in the body besides oxygen and carbon dioxide. The red blood cells carry oxygen from head to toe, and before they can get into the circulation, they need to spray the blood vessels with nitric oxide, like a garage door opener, so that the blood vessels relax and open up so the red blood cell can squeeze in and get through. You need to continuously remake this nitric oxide, so you need plenty of the building blocks of nitric oxide so you can have enough. If you don't have enough nitric oxide, the blood pressure goes up, the circulation won't open up, and the body just won't be functioning properly.
All right, so take Ken's advice and our advice. Everybody that's on my staff on this program is on Superbeats. And Superbeats, as Ken has suggested, is a great way for you to maintain healthy blood pressure levels. He's the doctor. He knows. He's the cardiologist. He deals with healthy circulation issues or unhealthy circulation issues every day, all day. And Superbeats is the way to combat that. Plus, it tastes great. Get a 30-day bonus supply when you make your first call to 800-655-4183 to order Superbeats. You've never been involved before, now's the time to do it, because once you order your first 3 months, you get an extra month free, you get the book Beat the Odds, explaining what Ken has just been talking about, and you get free shipping as well. So go to 800-655-4183 and order Superbeats for a much different and better way of living your life in a healthy way. 800-655-4183.
In winter, you can practically hear your skin changing. Drying out, flaking, tightening, becoming itchy, irritated, and inflamed. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. With Cortisone 10, winter can just sound fun again.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.